The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Fish are hitting Naknek Quidjack, set netters are wide open in the Noosh. Will today be the first 2 million fish catch of the season? It's July 9th, I'm Molly Dishner. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. This afternoon, Corey Evans updates on the scene at Coffee Point.
We're grinding and we're just not putting in what we usually put in. It's always a little slow, but usually we expect it to start really slow and then we have a couple of really banging days and we just haven't seen those banging days yet, so...
And Tim Sands explains why that might be.
This year in particular, I'm going to blame the wind. The wind tends to push fish. What I'm hearing from multiple sources is the fish are really tight on the beach in the schooner's channel, so they're tight on the east side of the bay.
Those stories in a bit. First, let's go through the numbers. The total run to Bristol Bay through Friday, 19 million salmon. Friday's catch was 1.8 million. Season total, 13.6. The escapement for all rivers counting was 752,000 Friday, season total, getting close to 5 million. Breaking down Friday's catch and escapement by district, Ugashik, 232,000 salmon caught Friday, season total, 2 million. Escapement, 51,000, season total, 311,000. Igigik, 360,000 fish Friday, season total, harvest, 4 million. Escapement, 175,000. Season total, just about 1 million. Naknek Quidjack had a whopping catch Friday of 803,000. That brings the season total harvest to 2.7 million. Also a good day for escapements, the Naknek River counted 100,000, season total 808,000, and the Quidjack 340,000 fish counted, season total 1.2 million. The Nooshigak 425,000 sockeye caught Friday, season total 4.7 million. Nooshigak sonar counted 1,500 kings, season total 117,000. Another 20,000 reds added there yesterday, season total 526,000. At the Wood River Tower, 44,000 reds, season total almost 800,000. Igushik, 15,000 reds Friday, season total just below 100,000. Togiak, 25,000 fish harvested Friday, season total 168,000. 4,000 fish counted there, season total 8,400. Now to the boat counts. Ugashik, 274 permits on 212 boats as of late this morning, going up by 22 in 48 hours. Igigik, 358 permits on 284 boats, adding 4 more permits in 48 hours. Naknek Quidjack, 622 permits on 502 boats, and another 36 permits coming on after the wait. Nooshigak, 348 permits on 270 boats, 5 more adding in 48 hours. Togiak, 43 permits on 43 boats, no changes on the horizon. Your grand total, 1,645 permits, fishing the bay on 1,311 boats. And that's going up to 1,712 permits on 1,361 boats in 48 hours. No news in from Port Moeller in time for our early broadcast today, but we do have a quick note about all those numbers and the increase in catches. It's from FRI's Curry Cunningham. Our current in-season forecast is in the mid-40s, so slightly below our preseason forecast, but about where it was when we last spoke, he wrote on Friday. The bottom line, fishermen should keep calm, pick on, and see if they can get an extra week off work to finish out the season. Little interpretation, and those are the numbers. This is the Bristol Bay Fish Report, back in a moment.
Hey, Bob King here for the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. So, why invest in a chilling system for your boat? Simple economics. Chilled fish get a higher price and a better payday at the end of the season. Some think it still isn't worth it, but think again. Consumers want quality. Processors demand it. Is your boat ready? Our future is chilling. Call 439-3566 for more information. For the Bristol Bay RSDA, I'm Bob King. Good luck and good fishing.
KDLG's Dave Benninger made it out to a couple of fishing sites to check in on the action in person. At Coffee Point, he stopped in to talk to Corey Evans, who says catches are slower than usual.
We're grinding and we're just not putting in what we usually put in. It's always a little slow, but usually we expect it to start really slow, and then we have a couple of really banging days, and we just haven't seen those banging days yet. So.
But this is fishing, always unpredictable, and Evans says he's still hopeful.
Yeah, the rumor is the Wood River fish are still coming, maybe in the next few days and maybe for a few days, so let's hope that works out. Sounds like they're doing good out at Eacock on the other side of the bay, and some of the drifters are doing good, so maybe we'll get our shot at it here.
This morning, set netters confirmed from both Coffee Point and Nooshigak Point that catches are still pretty slow. We can't get to every beach, but we want to hear what's happening where you are. Email dave@kdlg.org or molly@kdlg.org, or call us 842-2200 with an update from your site or other ideas and tips. This morning, I called Nooshigak District Manager Tim Sands for a West Side update and to find out just why our catch is so slow at Coffee Point.
This year in particular, I'm going to blame the wind. The wind tends to push fish. What I'm hearing from multiple sources is the fish are really tight on the beach this year in the Schooners Channel. So they're tight on the east side of the bay, Eacock Beach. Companies are telling me that their usual highliners are not doing as well. It's the jet boats that are really getting into the shallows and being able to catch fish, and the set nets that are catching fish. That just means the fish are staying on the east side of the bay, and that makes sense given that we've had a lot of west wind, and it's supposed to blow hard west tonight and tomorrow, and that's why we're doing what we're doing at noon with the long opening for the drifters and going to fish further notice with the set net fleet.
Speaking of set netters being wide open, how long do you foresee that going for, or what might cause you to change that?
My guess is that they'll be open for the rest of the season. What would change that is really dramatically less fish than we expect. Right now, looking at Port Moeller, looking at the forecast is, what our projections are, we think we have more fish coming here. We're just past halfway point, really, and we should end up close to forecast of 10 million, and we'll leak through sufficient fish for escapement. We'll harvest the rest. And we feel like we got the allocation almost under control as far as at least the Nooshigak set allocation. There's nothing we can really do about the Aygushik because we've had that open for lots of fishing over there for the drift fleet. And most of the drift fleet stand on the east side of the bay, so they're not over there fishing on those Aygushik fish.
All right, that makes sense. And just kind of a quick update, how are escapements doing?
I think we're doing really well. We're over the lower end on the Wood and the Nooshigak River. The Aygushik River is picking up. We're over 100,000. The lower end is 150,000, so I hope to be over that within 2 or 3 days of escapement. I think there's a lot of fish in the river, and they're still having good catches down there, so I think that means that there's more fish getting through the river. Right now, I would project that we'll be over the midpoints of the Nooshigak and the Wood River escapement goals by the end of the season. That's where we're supposed to be. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this wind event and how much fish it pushes through and how much effort it holds back from fishing.
Definitely, we'll keep an eye on that. Other thing on our minds, do you have a sense of if you're going to have to wind up sending people into the wood?
Right now, it's looking very favorable that won't happen. Nothing's a done deal. Again, I think this wind event will give us a lot more information because it could It could be such that we leak a lot of fish, or it could be that we don't leak as much fish as I expect to leak. So we'll have to play it by ear. Yeah, that's all we can do is wait and see.
Looking at the port molar numbers, it seems like we're still seeing plenty more fish on the way. Do you think that's correct?
I'm a believer. I do think that there's more fish on the way for the whole bay. Things are going to shake out and be more like last year than an average year as far as run timing and the total run. I think it's going to be a lot closer to the original forecast than some other people might expect. Every day that there's significant index at Port Molar, I think, indicates a longer drawn-out run and a later average run timing than not. We just have to see how much longer we get those big indices at Port Molar.
Well, thanks so much, Tim.
Anytime, Molly. Talk to you later.
That was Westside Management Biologist Tim Sands, who says he's still a believer.
Support comes from Crowley, fueling Alaska for more than 60 years. Crowley supports local fisheries onshore and off with a full range of commercial marine fuel products and Bristol Bay floater fueling services. More information at crowleyfuels.com.
Going now to our mailbag, couple letters this afternoon. To Bassi Parada, a listener writes, "A happy birthday to Bassi Parada, fishing out of Igigik from your Bear Lake neighbors in Seward, Alaska." And for the fishing vessel Lat Shark, from a listener in Washington who tunes in from our website, "Hello to Paul and the crew of the fishing boat Lat Shark from their friends in Washington State. If you have a message for the fleet, or other tips, story ideas, song requests, drop us a line. fish@kdlg.org, dave@kdlg.org, molly@kdlg.org, or call us at the station, 842-5281. In other fish news, that 2 billionth fish trope seems to be the narrative that just keeps on giving. Today, Politico reports that the Coalition to Protect Bristol Bay is dropping the 2 billionth fish off on Governor Bill Walker's doorstep. Allegedly, that was a 9-pound sockeye. A spokesman for the governor's office says it hadn't arrived by late morning, and the governor's been pretty busy, so he wasn't quite sure which doorstep they would find him at. The court fight over the Obama administration's Waters of the U.S. rule starts today in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, where plaintiffs are arguing their case just about what documents should be admitted when it goes to trial. Not quite fish news, but everything is interconnected, so researchers in Kodiak are studying the early timing of berry season this summer. At question in particular is what happens for bears when salmon and berries peak at the same time. No results yet, but as a human who loves both, I can report it's hard to put up fish and berries at this time of year. In sports news, Serena Williams won her 22nd Grand Slam title at Wimbledon, matching tennis legend Steffi Graf's record. Those in the know say it was well-earned, some good tennis playing involved. Your early afternoon baseball scores: Tigers beat the Blue Jays 3-2, White Sox beat the Braves 5-4, and everyone else still on the field or gearing up for play right now. Mariners are in a close game against the Royals. As of 1:18 p.m., it was tied. Their Mariners are third in the American League West right now, with 44 wins, 43 losses. The Rangers are leading the AL West, 54 wins, 34 losses. That's just about it for tonight's show. The marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay: tonight, west wind 25 knots, seas at 5 feet, and patchy fog. Tomorrow, west wind 25 knots, seas at 6 feet, more patchy fog. And from Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef: tonight, west wind 20 knots, seas at 5 feet, patchy fog. Tomorrow, west wind 20 knots, seas at 5 feet, patchy fog. Catch our replays at 6:30 and 10 p.m., then again at 2 a.m., or find our shows archived online. I'm Molly Dishner, with help from the rest of our team. Keep in touch. We'll see you back here for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report tomorrow at 1:30.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.